Anti-Gravity Heroes, Book 3 of the Wanted Superheroes Trilogy by Brian Davis. Narrated by Keith A. Robinson. Chapter 1. When villains hide, they're not scared. They're scheming. I stood at the center of the hospital's physical therapy room. Mobile beds lined the walls, all turned so the young occupants could see me. Then, when the octopus grabbed Sam, I said as I acted out the scene, it tried to drag her into the moat while she hung on to a tree root with both hands. The children gasped. Sam, standing next to me and wearing her usual purple shirt and cape, black skirt and leggings, and silver gadgets belt, used sign language to translate for Maddie, a deaf girl who sat propped up in a bed directly in front of us. Maddie gasped as well. That's when I dove into the moat and swam across it as fast as I could. I made swimming motions with my arms while Sam continued translating. As she did, I wondered how much she was adding. It seemed like she always spiced up my stories with her own comments. After several minutes of storytelling, I finished with me electrocuting the panther using mastix, then falling to the ground unconscious. When I added that I awoke in a hospital much like this one, and I obviously recovered fully, the children applauded, and Sam and I bowed. When the clapping stopped, I turned towards Sam. You're next.
Coolio.
She opened a children's picture book.
Can you do the sign language while I read this and turn the pages?
I looked at the drawing on the first page, a pink flamingo standing on one leg. Good choice.
Yep. Flamingos are Maddie's favorite.
Glad to do the signing. Your artwork is amazing. She smiled from ear to ear.
Thanks.
Sam read the book with dramatic flair, forcing me to add similar flair to my hand signing, which, at times, almost made me break out in a sweat. But the kids loved it, and that made the effort worth the trouble. When she finished to another round of applause, a video cameraman standing near the door turned his camera off and gave us a nod, his bald head shining under the ceiling's fluorescent lights. Perfect. It'll play on the stadium's new Jumbotron monitor at the festival. We've already sold a couple of thousand tickets. That'll put the fundraiser over the top. I smiled. The new children's ward would soon be constructed. Thanks, Drew.
No problem.
He handed me my phone.
Your transmission app worked perfectly. I sent the video to TVs in the other kids' rooms without a glitch.
Great. I slid the phone into a pouch on my gadgets belt. I'm just glad the TVs had a wireless input option. It wouldn't have worked otherwise.
Well, it's a great device for the kids who were too sick to join us. You and Samantha are heroes to them in so many ways.
Thanks again. My chest swelled. Maybe the feeling was too prideful, but I couldn't help it. Getting a pat on the back after all we had been through really felt good. Yet, every time I experienced that emotional lift, another thought always brought me down. Dad wasn't here to see us, to give us a hug, to say how proud he was of us. That would be super amazing. When Drew exited the room, Mom walked in. She greeted Maddie in sign language, then spoke out loud.
I'm sorry to interrupt the good times you're having with my kids, but it's been 2 hours, and it's time for their lessons.
The children let out a chorus of, "Aww!" Yet they knew it was time for us to go. From her bed, Maddie signed,
"Autograph,"
with a questioning expression. "Sure." I withdrew a pen from its pouch between my pocket knife and organic material detecting spectacles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?